Breach of trust, that's how the Irish Roman Catholic bishops have described those new regulations outlawing religious gatherings other than funerals and weddings and those services conducted online. The bishops say that they're seeking legal advice in relation to the statutory instrument brought in by the Minister for Health last week, making it an offence to attend religious services, punishable by up to 6 months in jail or a fine of €127. Other religious leaders too have said they're concerned, indeed dismayed, at the new regulation. The chair of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council, Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, says it doesn't make sense.
Why is it that you could meet up to discuss anything else, any other topic, but when it comes to religion, if you meet indoor or outdoors for the purpose of faith, for the purpose of religion, for the purpose of worship, that is then suddenly a criminal offence. So I think that's a really immature response of the government, and it highlights that they haven't probably thought about the implications of this.
Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council. Well, of course, public worship is already prohibited under COVID-19 restrictions. Professor Oran Doyle from the COVID-19 Law and Human Rights Observatory at Trinity College Dublin has been telling me what's changed as a result of these new regulations.
So what's changed is really the legal treatment. So apart from the first lockdown last April and May into the start of June 2020, there hasn't been a legal prohibition on religious services. So the government has talked in terms of levels, but really those levels aren't always backed up by law. And in the case of religious services in general, different rules for funerals, but religious services in general, there was no legal prohibition. And this is the first time that a clear legal prohibition on religious services has been put in place, as I say, since the first lockdown last April, May.
The minister, though, was making the point over the weekend that the intention here wasn't specifically to single out religious gatherings, but any indoor gatherings.
Well, that can't be correct, because previously in the legislation there was a clear ban on any events in your household, and there was also a ban on what they described as relevant events, which in the law has a very clear definition as events for social recreational purposes, things like that. So most type of events were already banned, but religious events weren't, and they seem to be the most obvious thing that is caused by this change of the law that was made last week.
And is it also correct to say that it's not just indoor but also outdoor religious events and gatherings as well?
Yes, that is correct. So it's this new provision applies to both indoor and outdoor events, and that's where it is different from the restrictions on other events. So, for example, if a priest were to do the sacrament of confession with one parishioner outside, socially distanced, that would be a criminal offence. But if the priest were to meet the parishioner for a chat, that wouldn't be a criminal offence, because that's dealt with under one of the other provisions in the regulations.
And is the offence here committed both by the person who organises this gathering, presumably the priest or some religious, and the person who attends?
The offence is attending, so the offence is committed by somebody who attends, not by somebody who organises, although of course an organiser might also be attending the event.
And it very specifically identifies and prohibits gatherings for a religious purpose.
It doesn't mention that. It doesn't mention religious purpose anywhere in the provision. What you need to do to these regulations are made by the Minister for Health under the statute passed by the Oireachtas last March, and it's the statute that defines event to include an event for religious purposes. So when these regulations use the same word event in the way that it was used in the main statute, well then that meaning has to follow through.
Catholic bishops are saying they're taking legal advice in relation to all this. They very obviously have concerns. They want to meet the government minister for health, the Taoiseach, to discuss this. Is this something that do you think could be effectively challenged on constitutional grounds?
There's always a possibility of challenge, and we have seen in some other countries where courts have intervened. So it's possible that the Irish courts would intervene. My own sense is that probably for as long as broadly similar activities are treated in the same way, it's unlikely that there would be a successful challenge. But already there's maybe these small differences opening up, that example of the outdoor events that I spoke about earlier. So maybe if we see things happening where there's sort of easing of restrictions in other areas, going ahead of easing of restrictions in relation to religious services, then the possibility for a successful challenge becomes stronger.
And that was Professor Oran Doyle from Trinity College Dublin.